Hi, everybody. I'm Molly Plunkett. This story is titled, I Used to. A retired engineer friend said he would dearly love to have a t-shirt that read, I used to. For him, it is a lament about having lost the ability to really twist for a good golf swing or to tromp around the 18 holes of a course. I used to write letters to pen pals in foreign countries on delicate blue airmail paper. I used to write letters home on nice stationery when I was in college. I used to write legal documents in cursive on lined yellow pads and typed my master's thesis on a manual typewriter using the miracle of that time, erasable typing paper. I used to play vinyl records on a tiny record player with built-in speakers. Then I played cassette tapes on a boombox and still later CDs on a multi-track player. All gone. Now I argue with Siri to play the obscure classical album that is very likely not in her library. I used to treasure my World Book Encyclopedia with its rich red leather binding and full glossy color photos. At dinners, when my children were young, we would look up answers to important questions and read them aloud. Now it is just another question to be funneled to Siri or to Google for their explanation. Immediate answers. I do still read paper books with pages that I actually turn. I used to use a rotary dial phone and consult a phone directory or the operator for numbers. What was the charge if it was a long-distance call? Did I get all the numbers correct if it was out of the country? When driving, could I find a payphone on the street to let friends know I was running late? Now, with cell phones with their endless features like texting and dictation, we have completely changed how we communicate. Cell phones act as our external information drives. With FaceTime, you can have a complete tour of your sister's new condo in Chicago and even consult on furniture placement. And there are many more features. The digital camera with sophisticated editing capabilities, a small floodlight, a compass and ruler, news services, calendar, clock, weather reports, games, recording devices, wake-up alarms, access to email and an internet browser. I have applications that remain a total mystery to me, but take up 5 screens on my phone. How did we ever survive before? And conversely, how much do we now panic if we should lose our phone and all its contacts? I used to be able to put up wallpaper in the days when it was a true test of any relationship if you had to work with another person. Then you actually brushed on gloppy paste out of a giant can with a wide brush. There was so much equipment, an old door set on top of sawhorses to lay out the wallpaper while you applied the paste. Then there was the clever chalk marking device that you would snap against the wall to leave a straight red vertical line. Then there was a wide metal spatula to smooth the piece once you actually got it stuck to the wall, and a big sponge for follow-up with more smoothing. A utility knife was used to cut the corners or cut off the ragged top. Finally, there was a tiny wooden roller to smooth out the signs. Seams. Fortunately, wallpaper no longer seems popular in mainstream home decorating. I used to keep a map or a gazetteer in my car for navigation. And for long trips, there was the AAA triptych. I used to get traveler's checks from the bank before debit cards could be used internationally. I used to wear glasses to see. Now I only wear them to read, but most people I know have had corrective surgery. I just have my old contact lenses. I used to drive a car with manual transmission and manual steering. Maybe not too many years from now, if we are still upright, we will say, I used to drive a car.